Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me today, I'm broadcasting Thursday, Las Vegas. Although I have done my show in Las Vegas before, but that's not where I am. I'm in St. Louis and helping the American Chamber of Commerce executives whoop it up on behalf of Chambers of Commerce. They're learning so much here. They're having a great time meeting each other, meeting old friends and new friends, and talking about this very important group of people that they support. They're business owners who are members of the Chambers of Commerce across the country. And I'm sitting in front of the lovely and talented president and CEO of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. That's the reason I had that on my mind. Kara Kelly is a new friend, and she's the president of the outstanding Chamber of Commerce in Las Vegas. Kara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, and you're a radio pro. You've done this before.
A little radio, yeah.
You used to have your own show, right?
I did.
Yeah,
tell us about Las Vegas. Well, we have a great partnership with our business radio station in Las Vegas. I know that they run your show, and I've been...
KNUU.
Yes, absolutely.
Take my show.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do. We appreciate that very much.
And they're a great station. They're a great supporter of the business community. And we have a regular show where we update daily the business community and things that are happening around town.
And you used to do that.
I did.
But now you got to be such a big shot at the Chamber of Commerce, you don't have to do that anymore, right?
Well, I'm expanding the opportunity for others to learn radio.
I like the way you said that. Well said. She's a diplomat as well as a chamber executive, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us about what's the most important thing we need to know about the Las Vegas Chamber. And by the way, I want you to know that we were there the middle of May. We spent a couple of days there, and we really made a significant impact on your local economy.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, there was some major shopping going on by another member of my entourage, and also I went down and met some of the dealers downstairs. Got to know them a little bit.
Well, that's the great thing about Las Vegas. A lot of people who've never been and don't gamble. Interestingly enough, I was born and raised there, and I'm not a gambler.
You're like one of three people who actually are native from Vegas, right?
Absolutely. But we have some of the finest shopping and restaurants in the world now.
It's really been an amazing
experience.
Went to a couple of shows. Mm-hmm. That was really great.
Great.
Yeah. Now, Vegas is a cool place, and it's really, really changed over the last 20 years, hasn't it?
Oh, it's astronomically.
Even the last 5 years.
And we're going to be topping within the next few years over 2 million people.
Wow.
In the Clark County and the Las Vegas metropolitan area, service area. So that's pretty remarkable. We are the third largest local chamber of commerce in the United States.
Wow.
With almost 7,000 members.
Wow.
So it's a
so
big
how many,
job.
Are there other chambers in the Vegas area, or just one?
Nope. There's other. We're the Metro Chamber.
Right.
There are a couple
right.
other smaller communities.
Right.
There's a community.
But you've been
Henderson.
Able to hold that together because a lot of times a lot of large communities like yours gets a lot more fractionalized.
It does. I mean, in fact, if you think about Los Angeles, for example,
right.
I think Rusty Hammer, who runs the LA Chamber, has about 118 other competing
wow.
chambers in his metro service area.
Right.
So it's pretty remarkable.
It's co-opetition, though, isn't it?
It is co-opetition.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. We're all trying to do the same thing, which is help our members and the business community at large and help those members grow and prosper.
Right, absolutely. Well, tell us, what's so special about the Las Vegas Chamber?
Well, I think what's so special about the Las Vegas Chamber is what's so special about Las Vegas, frankly. We've been recognized by Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, the number one place to start a business, the number one entrepreneurial climate in the country.
Nevada's a great state, period, isn't it?
Nevada is, and especially when you compare us to our more crazy brethren on the West Coast in California.
Oh, those
it starts
guys.
To become, the California government's trying to do all they can to try to make running a business absolutely impossible.
Right. And you guys are the beneficiaries of that.
We are. We are.
Nevada and Colorado.
Yes. Yes, we are. We have low taxes, low government regulation. We're along the I-15 commerce corridor, so there's lower shipping transportation costs. So a real pro-business, business-friendly environment, which I think is key. And Our cost of real estate is relatively low compared to California. However,
that's hard to. Although you guys have got,
we're having some issues.
Yeah,
yet.
There's a little bubble percolating out there, maybe, huh?
There is, and there's also what a lot of people don't realize is the federal government owns 87% of the land in the state of Nevada.
Which I didn't know that much.
Pretty remarkable.
How much again?
87%.
87. Wow.
We actually wouldn't have some of the attainable housing issues that we're having right now,
right,
with the median home prices skyrocketing in Southern Nevada, as it is in many other very fast-growing metropolitan areas. If the Bureau of Land Management, the federal government arm that manages the federal land, actually would release a great deal more land than
right,
they have already.
Kara, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our new friend Kara Kelly, President and CEO of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. 22. We'll be right back after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask Kara, what do you say to a member when they say, what can the chamber do for me?
You still gotta try.
That's right.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Back. Game, Small Business Saturday, broadcast live from St. Louis, interviewing the president of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. Doesn't get any better than this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the great city of St. Louis, great state of Missouri, talking to some of my favorite people in the world, Chambers of Commerce executives, people who do so much for small business owners, and one of the very successful ones across the country is in Vegas, and the leader of that is Kara Kelly, who's sitting in front of me now, president and chief executive officer there. Kara, one of the things, as I've told you before, I've been a member of my chamber since 1977. Been on the board, been on committees, lots of different things. And I'm one of those members you can't run off. You know what I mean? No matter what happens, I'm gonna be a member of the chamber. There's nothing they can, and try as they might.
Probably on some list.
Try
where,
as they might. I'm not going anywhere.
There's some internal pool trying to get you out.
Exactly right. But whenever you're someone's, I know that you have a very successful membership organization. Your VP, Mike
Varney.
Varney, it does a great job there. One of the leaders in the nation in that
he
area.
Yes, he is.
And so, what would you say when someone says to you? And I love this. I don't love it. I hate it when they say this. What's the chamber going to do for me?
Right.
And I always tell people, what are you going to do for the chamber? But what do you say to them?
Well, you know, there's actually not one answer. Chambers of commerce are different. That we have a saying in our industry, which is, if you've seen one chamber, you've seen one chamber. They all do different things. In Las Vegas, we don't do the convention and visitors function. We don't do
right,
economic development.
Okay.
We are a private membership organization.
And some have all those together. Some have,
yep,
have two of three, or any two of those three.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what can you, you know, to answer?
Sometimes they get along. Sometimes they don't.
That's absolutely true. To answer the question, what can you do for me, is really you have to step back and start with, well, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What Mike Varney has instituted and trains his staff is an approach that really works and trying to first start to understand what is that potential member trying to accomplish, because there's so many things that we do. We have over 110 events a year. We have learning opportunities.
Wow, like after hours and
business education
right,
opportunities.
Have speakers come in, that kind of thing.
How to market on a shoestring budget.
Right.
You know what's interesting for people understand, for most chambers of commerce, are there are generally 80 to 85% of our members have 25 employees or fewer,
right,
which is pretty
most
typical of most chambers.
Most of them, I think, is even less than 10, probably.
Absolutely. And so we are in the business to deliver programs and services to help business grow.
Right.
We are also in the business to try to keep government off the backs of business. So
God bless you.
Business can do what they do well, which is create jobs and expand the local
right,
economy.
And see, that's one of the things. It's one of the sleeper benefits that I think people don't get about chambers. Chambers do so many things, and what chambers are not good at. And I talked to Chris Mead about this earlier in the hour. Chambers do so many things that nobody knows that they do.
Right.
Chambers of commerce cut across all the barriers. They cut across politics. They cut across geography. If there's a river or a mountain or a county or a state splitting the community or the marketplace. You know, they cut across all those things in a way that nobody else can. And they do so many things with politics, state, and local, federal, and a lot of times your business benefits from that, something the chamber did.
Absolutely.
And
in fact,
you don't even know it.
There's a someone once said that chambers do the things that most people think just happen.
Right, exactly.
And that's really the best way to sum that up.
And if people don't know about that, though, it's the chamber's fault.
No, that's true, but I think that there's the other side of it, Jim, and that is most of our members are small businesses. And if you asked the small business, the guy or the gal that just took a second loan on their home mortgage, or they just took a loan out, they've put their blood, sweat, and tears into opening that shop on the corner. If you ask them what's the most important issue facing you, generally the most important issue facing them is the fact that the road is torn up in front of their,
right.
or the pothole, something's
right.
precluding their sign's not up yet.
Or the city's taking too long to approve their license.
Exactly.
Or something like
exactly.
that. Exactly. The planning the planning organization is not helping them with their expansion.
Well, right, but in terms of microcosms, it's meeting payroll, it's keeping the lights
right.
on, it's being able to provide health insurance, getting customers to know that they're there. The biggest issue facing them isn't the potential Department of Labor regulation changes
right.
that are happening at the state level.
Right.
And so and even though that's very important, most small businesses don't have the time to think about that. And so it's not only important as chambers of commerce that we tell members what we do. What's most important is we explain to members and help them understand why it's important to them, why it impacts them, why it's necessary.
Well, here's the other thing. All those things that you just got through saying, and we talked about that the chamber does, that people think just happen, those things didn't get done by you, the president and CEO of the chamber. You were the leader of the organization that did that, and that organization is made up of people who are members of the chamber.
Absolutely.
The people who make this happen are the people who have joined, they're paying their dues to gaggle together and work together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have there's a great example of that. Recently, I had to go to we have a county commission that's sort of the important body in Southern Nevada, and I couldn't get a seat to save my life because the unions had packed the room. Everybody was wearing a T-shirt to oppose a zoning change, and businesses are too busy meeting payroll and keeping the lights on
exactly right.
to spend 4, 5, 6, 10 hours at a county commission meeting to try
right.
to make a statement.
Right.
Chambers help us do that on behalf of them.
Absolutely. Well said. What's the website?
LVChamber.com.
LVChamber.com. Check it out, folks. Not your grandfather. Quick break. This bill. Give my chamber. Eric Hill. President Hill. Las Vegas. I'm broadcasting. We're back at 7th Hill. I'm Jim Bossingame, Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out the blog. Jim's blog is there. If you want to go directly to the blog, you can go to jimsblog.biz. Check that out when you get a chance. And I'm broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Some of them say here, Missouri. You don't get any consensus on that, by the way. I asked two Missourians this week, is it Missouri or Missouri? And each one of them said the other one. And so you never know. Anyway, I'm having a good time out here with the American Chamber of Commerce executive, some of my favorite people in the whole world. And I'm going to say it one more time, folks. If you're a member of your chamber, congratulations. Go volunteer for something. And if you're not a member, why not? You need to go call your chamber. Look it up in the phone book. You know where the building is. Go see them. Ask to meet the president. Kara Kelly is the president of Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. Kara, if a new member, a prospective member, walks in and says, you know what, I listen to that Blasting Game guy. He's kind of a nut, but he told me to do something that I want to try. I want to meet the president. What will they do?
Absolutely.
What will the people at the front desk?
If they walked in, they'd probably see if I was available. If not, they'd try to set up an appointment or a time for me to meet
with
them.
And you see them, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Home base, one person,
doesn't
start
matter.
A business, you'll meet them, won't you?
Oh, well, I work for them. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well yeah.
I return, any member can call me, and as I said to you before, we have nearly 7,000. I return every single call that a member calls.
And if there is out there one place in the universe where a chamber president doesn't do that, you guys need to get rid of you can get another president.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Absolutely.
Kara, over the last few years, something that's become very much evidence in our lives is the threat, the risk of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just the risk of threat. We've actually, obviously, have had that. And now we see what's happened in London. It's brought it right back into focus for us. A lot of communities are really focusing on being prepared for terrorism. Police forces are focusing on this. Emergency people are focusing on this. Are chambers focusing on this?
I think chambers need to. Homeland Security really needs to be considered as an economic issue as well as a safety issue. We at the Las Vegas Chamber created, and it's the only program I know in the country, called Business on Guard. And it's a special program to help keep Nevada safe from terrorism by utilizing businesses and their employees as the eyes and ears for law enforcement.
You have a website for that?
We do. You can get all the information on our website, which is www.lvchamber.com. And
just go to the Business on Guard link there
on
the homepage?
Yes, and there's a poster that you can download.
Right.
And the focus is helping. You know, no one knows better than the corner flower shop that's been doing business there that the truck around
the
corner is a little unusual. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that better. We can never have enough law enforcement. And businesses can help educate themselves and their employees on how to be the eyes and ears for law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Now, this program, say it again.
It's Business on Guard.
Business on Guard. Now, if a chamber in Poughkeepsie wants to go to your website and find out what you guys are doing, what are they? Can we help them with it?
Oh, absolutely. And they can get access to the posters. We've distributed more than 20,000 across the state of Nevada.
Good for you.
And we've done this in partnership with the Department of Public Safety in Nevada, the FBI, as well as our local sheriff's department.
And see, this is the kind of reverse terrorism that we need to be saying to the terrorists, isn't it? That, you know, hey, folks.
We're watching.
We're watching. And, yeah, you might hit us, but I'll tell you what, we might get you first.
Well, and, you know, and the local and rubber stamp and engraving place, you know, if someone comes in with a torn-off signature or some sort of document that they want you to reproduce.
Right.
You know,
somebody snipping around the airport, sniffing around about some kind of weird behavior.
Absolutely, but on Main Street USA, where the small businesses are the fabric of those communities, you know when something looks suspicious, and you can play a role in helping keep us safe.
Right, and that's it.
LVChamber.com,
and it's called Business on Guard. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. If you're a member of your chamber, don't presume that your president is listening. Although I'm sure they are. Well, of course, they're probably not. They're probably here at this conference.
Yeah.
but the thing is that if you're a member of the chamber, tell your chamber leadership about this and see if they can't get that worked out. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. Did you like to speak to chamber members and executives?
Well, I'll tell you that what chamber members need to do is buy from fellow chamber members. There's nothing that you can do. We have a program called Always Buy Chamber. The first place you should pull is your membership directory, not your phone book, to figure out who else in the chamber is doing things that you need, products and services, so you can keep each other strong.
Absolutely. No, that's very important. Thanks for a good job. Thanks for being a great ambassador for chambers and for small businesses, Kara.
I appreciate being here.
I appreciate it very much. Let's do this again. Don't be a stranger.
That'd be great.
How about that?
I appreciate that.
Kara Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, with the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting, Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from St. Louis, American Chamber of Commerce. Very excited. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Don't go away. Jim Blasting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.